Accession number 18441, Reel 3.
Smith, Reel 3.
The other chap, he was rather upset about going back. And he got his rifle and was going to shoot himself in the foot. So I said, took it away from him and said no. Well, at that time we pulled into a station, and an American, a load of American troops were going back down south in a train that pulled up alongside of our train, and he just shot off and went onto this train. And then I went back to, got back to Gloucester's, and there was one chappie there under canvas at that time. I think it must have been on the Am River, and he was sort of a storming. And he went into him, and he must have thought he saw a ghost, because he went so white. And then I put down this other chappie's rifle without anyone knowing, and put my rifle in. And then I was back with the battalion again then.
So it was thought that you'd been killed?
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah.
When you said that you were flaking out...
Yeah, that's right. That's when someone saw me there and thought that I'd been killed. I was reported killed, reported missing, believed killed. Yeah.
Had you flaked out through exhaustion?
Yeah, exhaustion, that's right. No water and no food after that egg for several days. Yes. That's what it was. I didn't realise it at the time. That's what it was. And I remember I should have said about the platoon officer. It was a wee bit funny. There was mud where the troops had been through this muddy mud, and he ate these sterilising tablets, water sterilising tablets. Swallowed the sterilising tablets, then drank the mud, which couldn't have done him very much good.
How long did it take you to break out, to escape from encirclement?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it was 3 or 4 days. 3 or 4 days. From the start to the finish of that battle, yeah.
From the start of the battle to the end of the battle?
Yeah.
But when you got the order to save yourself, how long was it between getting that order and getting into the American ambulance?
Oh, I can't really remember. The time just, or how far we went, I don't know. Could have been 7 miles, it could have been 27 miles, I'm not sure.
Was it during daylight or night time?
Daylight, yes.
And when you got the lift on the tank, was that British or American?
American tanks, yeah.
And you fell off the tank?
Yeah.
How did you come to fall off?
Well, I suppose exhausting again.
Were there many on the tank with you?
Yes, they were all round on the tank. They couldn't operate the turret. And there was one chappie there, Tom somebody, I can't remember his name properly, but if I did, I wouldn't say. He burned his backside, he sat on the exhaust, which was rather a shock for him.
Were the Chinese shooting at you when you were on the tank?
Some of the tanks were had phosphorus grenades thrown at them.
What did you think of the Chinese as fighters?
Well, when I look back at it, they were quite good fighters, really, in that type of country.
Did you get close up to them?
Oh, yes.
Face to face?
Pardon?
Face to face?
Well, not face to face as such, no, but within yards, yes.
So when you went, had to go back to the front line, what happened to you then? Were you in any more fighting?
Yes, well, yes, I was back in the front line then. On the I went to the Am River, and then back up to just south of the Indian River, and then I went with a padre and one or two other chaps around to identify the spots where we knew people led who had been killed in the action, so that they could dig them up and find out where they were, you know, take them back.
Did you find any?
Oh, yeah.
So did you have to use a spade to dig them up?
Oh, no, I didn't do that. You see, that was done by the grave commission people. But just to show them where they were. Because it was all covered, lots of them were covered in then.
So these were just Gloucesters or Chinese or what?
Gloucesters, there were Chinese there, yes, there were Chinese among them. But it was our own people that we were concerned with.
So the Chinese had vacated the battlefield?
Pardon?
The Chinese had left the battlefield, had they?
No, they were still there. They were still around by big numbers. We were cut off at that time.
But when you were identifying the graves?
Oh, no, that's... Oh, sorry, yes, yeah, sorry. No, that's... They weren't there then, no. No. They were further north.
Which month were you trying to find the graves? Which month was that?
April.
Still in April?
Yes, end of April. End of April. Well, I say the end of April, I'm pretty sure it was the end of April, around about that time.
When you went back after the Imjin battle, what are your memories of your experiences then?
Pardon?
What kind of experiences did you have when you went back, apart from identifying the graves?
Experiences, well, we were... Again, going forward, doing patrols, looking for the enemy. There was small skirmishes, but nothing on the scale that it was before. And then, of course, we were up on the 38th parallel, and that's where we stayed then until we were relieved to come back home. Yeah.
When were you relieved to come back home, do you think?
Must have been getting on towards November time.
So was that summer and autumn a bad time for you, or was it easy?
Well, it wasn't easy as far as the fighting and that was concerned. But otherwise it wasn't too bad. There was other chaps who had been there before through the serious part of the winter and so on. They really suffered.
Did you see much of Korean civilians?
No. We had one or two porters from time to time to help up with the supplies and what have you.
Did you see much of the Allied troops, like Americans?
Some Americans, not all that much. Not all that amount, no.
What impression did you get of them?
Oh, now, what impression could I give you of the Americans? They were so different. There were some groups there that were quite good, others not so good. No, I would rather not say about that. No.
Were you glad to leave Korea or sorry?
I think I was glad to get back, to come back, to be coming back to Blighty. Yes, I was.
Did you go straight from Korea to England?
No, we docked again at Hong Kong. And then on from there.
What was the voyage home like?
Quite good. Good. Yeah, Empire Ferry.
Were conditions all right in the ship?
Yep, there you go. It was one of the best at that time, I believe.
What happened to you once you got back to England?
Well, when we were docked at Southampton, a group of us, a few of the lads who were fortunate enough to come back, went out on a bit of a spree, went to a pub, but we had to get over the dock gates. They were all locked up at the time. So we went over the top of the gates and went to this public house, which I've got a photograph of in the other room. I think you saw it. And we had quite a good time there, quite a good evening. And then we came back and over the gates and back onto the ship. And then next day we were disembarked and then on the train and came back to where was it? Gloucester Station. I can't think of the name at the time.
Did you do your rest of your army service in England?
Yes.
With the Gloucester?
Yes, I didn't have all that long to do. I did a little extra time because of the Korean War and so on. We were given extra time, a few months extra. Yeah. Nook Camp in Wiltshire, that's where we were. The School of Infantry, Warminster, that's right, yeah. Out on Salisbury Plain.
How do you feel now about having served in Korea?
Well, I think a lot of the happening there was terrible, terrible things. Should never have been. And how I feel about it now is that if I had my way, it would never happen.
Are you talking about the terrible things in the fighting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think it was a war that should have been fought?
Oh, that's something for the politicians, really. I don't really know. I suppose it saved some people from coming under communism. Otherwise, I'm not too sure, and a lot of people, good men, lost their lives there.
Did you suffer any after effects from the Korean fighting yourself?
I don't think so, really, but it's always a job to know. I've had problems, like this brain hemorrhage, and clipped off. And the loss of sight for some while. Half sighted now. But there, we must go on.
What do you think about having served in the British Army?
British Army, I think, was one of the best. And I enjoyed my stay in the British Army.
You had to do the 7 years on the reserve, I think.
7 years on the reserve, yes.
What was that like?
No trouble at all. There was nothing to do. Just we got paid for the reserve. And nothing happened during that time.
Did you join any regimental associations afterwards?
No, not until the Korean Veterans Association.